How long have the ghost train been together, Graham?
1 year. 1 year exactly.
What prompted the idea of starting up the band in the first place?
It was a one-off gig for a Live Aid. It was a guy asked if I wanted to play a Live Aid concert, so I just got in touch with Mark and John, and we auditioned a guitarist, and that's what happened. We only had to do 20 minutes originally, so we just built on that.
Do you think local bands stand a chance in the competitive music industry? Mark?
Well, some could.
Graham, what's your views on
we
that?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. We definitely do.
What makes your band so special?
Well, we just know what we've got to do. I've done... It wasn't just a whim. I started the band on. I really know what we've got to do to get there now. I was in bands before and we never really knew but what sort of ways we could crack it, but we know now.
Do you think it's going to be a long road to the top for the Ghost Train?
I'm prepared for a long, long one. I'm prepared for not making it to the top as well, but that will give it a good shot anyway.
Now, you've recently released your first single. Tell us more about it.
It was purely an exercise to get our name heard nationally, really. It wasn't, mm-hmm. We weren't wanting to hit any charts or make any great noises. We just wanted everyone to know our name, and it got played on John Peel, which is national, so it served its purpose.
Now, the single is, of course, called Killing Time, Double A-side Hope and Glory. What makes you write? Are you the songwriter, or is it a collective thing?
Well, the music is the words, and the words and the melodies are mine.
Well, what's the song about?
It's about not wasting time, actually. It's live while you can. It's really whatever you want to make it. You know, if the song, if it sounds to you like I'm expressing a certain emotion, then so be it. But other people might not think it as that. It's just an everything song, really.
When it comes to performing the songs, how do you gauge the local support?
Excellent. These days it's excellent. It's really mushroomed, because when we started there was maybe two or three bands in the same vein. Now I think there's 10 or 11, 12. It's totally mushroomed. I went to see two bands last week and they were totally unknown, and there was like 120, 30 people there, you know, just purely to see a band.
Why do you think you have been so successful on the local scene?
Because we give it all. We put everything we've got into it.
What are the pitfalls of starting up a local band like the Ghost Train? And a lot of problems.
Equipment-wise, there's a lot of problems.
Places to practice.
Places to practice is a hard one as well. But if you want to be in a band, then just bash on, you know. I think you should do it anyway, you know. If you've got to beg, borrow or steal the stuff, then just do it.
Sounds like you have a totally committed band member there.
You have to be.
What about lack of venues?
Serious at the moment. A lot of people's proprietors and things like that have kind of given up on it, but we've got to go and hire a hall and put our own gig on. We've got to pay for the hire of the hall and give certain assurances that there's not going to be any damage, anything like that. It's really hard. There's no venues as such that deal with just bands.
You think that's something that should be rectified in the future?
Oh, immediately. There's Dunfermline and places like that. They've got places where all their bands can play. Like there's three or four places where bands play nearly every night. In Kirkcaldy, you've got two big nightclubs if you want, and that's it, you know. So you've got the difference between Kirkcaldy's scene, I hate that word, but that's what we'll have to use. The difference between Kirkcaldy's scene and Dunfermline and Edinburgh and all these places, they've got places to play. The bands in Kirkcaldy, we've got to make it, we've got to do it ourselves, because there's nowhere to play, and it's healthy.
Does a band like yourself rely on an image to make it popular? No. Mark, you tell us.
I don't really care if the music's strong enough. I don't suppose you really need an image.
No, I think images. Images, no, nonsense. When we play, actually, we get up out of the audience and go on, you know. We don't sit in a dressing room and we put on wigs and makeup and things like that. We get up out of the audience and play.
Which do you prefer, performing live or, as in the case of recording your single, in the studio? Which is the gives you the most satisfaction, Graham?
Performing live. It's just the best feeling in the world. I get withdrawals. We haven't played for a month. I was telling the guy there, we haven't played for a month and I'm getting withdrawal symptoms. Mm.
So you're really happy about the release of Killing Time. Do you think it'll go far? Could it spread nationally?
Not now. Our next one will. Our next one, I'm not really happy with the mix on Killing Time. We've got a lot more raw power than Total Energy, and it never really captured it. And a few people have said to me that was the case, and I definitely know it's the case. Mm. And it never captured us properly, but our next one will blow the walls in.
Sounds really exciting. Well, when are you going back into the studio then to record this earth-shattering single?
Well, we've got a company in England. We signed our songs over to Rock Song Publishing, and he asked me to send him 100 singles, and he sent them all over to companies, management companies, everything like that. And he's looking to either an independent label to finance our next single or a major to give us an advance to go into the studio. It won't be long now. We're at a sort of status quo at the moment. We're at a crossroads.
Well, the very best of luck to Mark and Graham of the Ghost Train.
Thanks very much.